You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbank.
And this is Sophia Yagana. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. Sophia, so I feel like we just flew right by the first deadline for the August WESA trade show.
Yes, time really is flying by, but WESA members use their small six-week window to sign up for the next WESA trade show and to showcase their newest item. And August is always a great time to buy for the holiday season, so we're excited to see the new innovations and trends that they will be bringing this time.
How many exhibitors have signed up?
So we have over 300 exhibitors, which is a great turnout for August because it's usually our smaller show. And as you can tell, we're quickly growing this edition as well. Especially new exhibitors have a better chance at getting an exhibit space in August just because we tend to sell out in January. And this time, almost 10% of our exhibitors are new to WESA, so there will be lots of new products available at the next WESA trade show.
Not every successful Western wear retailer was founded by a PhD candidate, but that's the story behind the Cold Cactus Boutique in Appin, Ontario, Canada. While Tara Roberts was on her way to earning her doctorate degree, she also began an online Western wear business as she sensed there was a void in this market segment in Ontario. In 2018, she changed her mind and career plans and opened the Cold Cactus Boutique. Later, she added and then closed a small retail outlet, but recently opened a larger retail store. Today, we welcome Tara Roberts on the show. I know it doesn't usually start out like this. You hear Mike Donnell right off the bat. He's going to be back with us the next show. But for today, it's me and Tara, and we're going to be talking about the Cold Cactus. Obviously, the name immediately already makes me think of Canada, eh? But Tara has a very unique career path that brought her here. Welcome, Tara, and please just give us a little insight on your career path to here.
Thank you, Casey, and I would love to. So definitely not your typical career path to lead me to be a Western wear store owner that I am today. I guess if we go years back, I had originally envisioned myself as a large animal veterinarian, which led me down the path of plenty of school over a decade. I did a undergrad in animal science. I did a master's in epidemiology, which no, has nothing to do with skin. It's the study of health and disease and risk factors in populations, kind of on the vet med side of things. I then went on to do the majority of a PhD in kind of the same realm. So you're probably wondering, how does this lead to Cold Cactus? That school path might lead you to think I love science and statistics, which I do. But I always had kind of an artsy side as well. I loved visual art, drawing, anything creative. So my creative brain needed an outlet as well. So on the side, many moons ago, I started Cold Cactus. And it kind of just grew from there and took over, really exploded, actually. So that's how I got there. Yes, now I kind of wish I had a background in fashion and marketing and bookkeeping, but we've been learning as we go. The name Cold Cactus, my husband actually came up with that one. So we were trying to embrace with few words and something relatively catchy, the idea of bringing more Western fashion from, personally, traditionally, when I think of Western fashion, I'm thinking of kind of, you know, your Southwest fashion coming from more your Southern states. So I, my cactuses tend to come to mind. And then bringing them to Canada, where obviously we're respectively colder. So hence cold. Yeah.
How funny. There's one commonality on this show. Well, there's a lot of commonalities, but the largest one, all the guests that I talk to on this show, they are doing this because of a passion. And that's kind of what your career path sounded like. You started one way, but that passion just immersed into Cold Cactus. So speaking of all of our WESA members, I want to know specifically what initially drew you to the WESA show and what keeps you coming back year after year?
Yes, absolutely. So I run a Western wear, Western lifestyle business. And so I do have a passion for the Western lifestyle as well as the respective fashion. In terms of, so my first exposure to WESA was, I believe, in 2019, back when it was in Denver. There isn't a lot of opportunity within Canada to purchase Western goods. It's up and coming more and more, but at the time, to really get my hands on product and make the connections with representatives of brands in person, that's what drew me to come to WESA in person. So I've been coming annually with the exception of COVID since 2019, and more recently actually attending two markets a year, which I wouldn't miss it.
So I have to ask you, I mean, woman to woman here and shopping habits, do you approach WESA with a buying plan? Like, I'm going in for this and this, or do you let yourself kind of veer off of that and let all the booths inspire you?
A little bit of both. I think to be in retail long term, you definitely need to have a little bit of a game plan. So we do go in with a number of meetings pre-booked with our bigger vendors with, you know, intentions to buy from those brands. But we love to leave a certain amount of our day open to see what new we can find or that we haven't noticed before, and see what else we can pick up that's unique.
So a little bit over the years, a little bit of both. Yes. I mean, yeah. I try that, but it's like going to Costco. You just, you just get all kinds of things you never knew you needed. Over the years, has your approach to buying evolved or somewhat stayed the same?
It has definitely evolved. As I've taken a little bit more of a scientific approach to my business when it comes to, you know, the back end and numbers, definitely learning as I go, also getting to a better understanding of what your customers want. I think initially I was really only buying not like for myself, but in a way where it was only, you know, product that interested myself. And now I'm kind of trying to think of my clientele as a whole, what they might like. So definitely, you know, looking at and expanding and adding on categories. So it's constantly evolving, honestly.
We may have some first-time buyers listening in that are planning to go to the August show. So if you had to give some tidbits or some advice, what would it be?
I would say to spend some time with your WESA app or your catalogs ahead of time and get a little bit of a game plan. WESA is across numerous floors, so you can spend a lot of time running up and down those escalators if you're not prepared. So I've found I like to kind of get through my core meetings in the morning, keep it all to one floor, and then leave part of my day open to go to other floors or other areas and explore. So definitely don't rush it. I always feel like I could use an additional day. So this August, I am planning to be there the whole time.
I feel like I need one of those buttons where I just like point down and say, download the WESA app today.
Yes, absolutely. It's very handy, even though I've been going for years and I'm getting to know the layout and remember locations more, I'm still constantly pulling that up and referring to locations.
And speaking of apps, your store has its own app.
We do. We've had one for a number of years. Our customers, we get great feedback. Our customers love it. So we do Actually utilize it as a VIP opportunity for our customers. So they get access to our new arrivals weekly a little bit earlier there than our website. It's obviously very mobile friendly. We love that we can push notifications to our customers' phones from there and keep them up to date on everything new.
So cool. That's one thing. I don't think we've talked a lot about retailers having their own app. So that's really interesting and also might be something for our listeners to be jotting down of ways they can incorporate an app. You also have a website to your store, beautiful and seamless shopping experience. The photography is it's lifestyle. It's so intriguing. Tell us a little bit about what your vision was in creating that online shopping experience.
Well, I greatly appreciate the compliments. We definitely aim to be more of a lifestyle Western store from the get-go. I've honestly always prided myself in utilizing original photos. We tend to avoid stock photos. I have a passion for photography, so every single photo on there has been taken by myself, which is something I really enjoy as a creative outlet weekly. I call it merchandising my website to kind of tell a product story and a lifestyle. So that's something I think our customers have, it really sets us apart from some of your other online shopping experiences that you go there and you see majority of the time the models are ourselves, my staff, family members. So you do really get to see that and real bodies, a variety of bodies. My customers will often tell me that they can relate to product that a certain body or a certain person is wearing and get to know their sizing reference based on what that person is wearing. So I think that's really helpful. We pride ourselves and do find it fairly unique.
As a Canadian retailer, talk to us just a little bit about some of, if there are any unique challenges or even advantages you've experienced when sourcing from the US, and like shows like WESA.
Especially in Ontario, I think Western Canada might be a little bit different. There's more Western wear options there, but in Ontario, we're a little bit more niche. As a result, I love coming to the US to shop. We do have a lot of Canadian representatives of companies here. Some of them, however, are based in Western Canada, so I don't get to meet with them for every seasonal line. So I love the opportunity to come down to the States and meet my Canadian reps there or other reps from other companies that I might not have an opportunity within Canada to get my hands on product. So obviously there's more importing challenges when you're dealing with brands out of the US. As a result, that can get our costs a little bit higher, which is a challenge we're always trying to navigate. And then I know the US has it right now as well, but in a little bit of a different capacity. So the new tariffs have created another bit of a challenge for us that we're trying to overcome in different ways. So, yeah.
Tara, I know you have an athlete sponsorship program. Can you tell us a little bit about how working with athletes have shaped the way you maybe select inventory or even the way you tell stories about your products?
So we offer an annual sponsored athlete program. We love the opportunity to support back the industry that supports us. So we currently for 2025 are sponsoring 24 athletes. It ranges from a variety of different Western to agricultural disciplines. And I'm not so sure that impacts how we buy our inventory, because our inventory, we really focus on, practical quality, timeless pieces that just resonate with our athletes to begin with. So they do a great job of representing our company through product we already carry, but we just brand it a little bit more with our own company so that they can represent us out in their field and their lifestyles.
How do you choose your athletes?
So we have a extensive interview process that happens. It starts with putting out a call for applications. They have to fill out a form that I think on average takes them close to half an hour to fill out. So we put that call out in January. We typically get several hundred applications. So it does require a fair bit of time commitment and challenging selections from our team. And from there, if we feel the need to do some interviews to get to know athletes a little more, we will do that. So we try and pick a little bit of a well-rounded representation across different geographies, types of disciplines, that sort of thing.
You may be our most diverse guest on the show thus far. I could say you wear many hats. We could say PhD or photographer or retail owner, but nonetheless, Cold Cactus Canada, say that 10 times fast. Cold Cactus in Canada. What an awesome store. I hope to be at the Wessa show in August and hope to meet you in person as well. I'm sure Sophia would love to if you haven't already met with her. We appreciate all of our guests on this show and thank you for taking the time to come and share. And I think there were some really big takeaways for other retailers that might be listening. And we just really appreciate your passion in this industry and being a member of Wessa.
Well, thank you so much. I hope there were a few tidbits that someone could take away from that. And I appreciate you having me.
The show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywessa.com. And if you have any feedback, we'd love to hear it. There is a contact link on that website.
The Wisdom by Wessa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywessa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Wessa, where the industry meets.